Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Ray Gamahoy, who is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator and also Manager of Produce in the Park. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we're excited. Of course, Produce in the Park is starting this Thursday. But before we mention that, I just wanted you to mention about, are there other farmers markets going on in Cass County?
Atlantic Market at the Farm Bureau in Atlantic, that's on Saturday morning, and then Produce in the Park on Thursday evenings at the Atlantic City Park.
So there's no reason to run out of fresh local food because you can go to one town or another, each on a different day. So that's great. And, there's some that aren't very far apart that are outside of Cass County. I know that Elkhorn is playing and having one. And so farmers markets, a great thing to do to, I guess, entertain yourself as well as getting some good things to eat. So let's go on the details. Produce in the Park opens when?
This Thursday, June 3rd.
Time?
Produce in the Park is going to be 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park.
All right. A great location. Thanks to Parks and Rec, they keep that park looking really good and like to have Produce in the Park there and all the visitors. They really like to have people come to the park, so it's a great location. So there, of course, lots of things going on. Let's talk about some of the kinds of things that people are going to be able to find on June 3rd.
Radishes, green onions, even a couple zucchini from Erickson Foods this week. In addition to produce, we've got honey, we've got meat, baked goods. We've got a couple new baked goods vendors this summer, craft vendors as well. So lots of stuff at the park this week.
Lots of good things to eat. And mentioning that, coming back to the park, a way that you can get your evening meal.
Exactly. Knights of Columbus are back this year, and A-Town Smoke Shack is back again, too. This week, we'll just have Knights of Columbus there. But you've got your hot dogs, broths, and hamburger meals, which I should mention are also available on our online ordering website if you want to pre-order and drive-through pickup.
Yes, that's something that you started last year, but it's continuing. Some people really, really like that.
Yeah. We implemented it for COVID safety reasons, and then we got a number of people who told us, hey, I'm a busy working mom, or, I don't have time to stop by the park, or it's hard for me to walk physically around the park. I really like this drive-through option. So we are keeping online pre-ordering this year, and the store is already open for Thursday's market, so if you want to find it, you can go to www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com or find it through the Shop Now button on our Facebook page.
And there has to be an ending time to that. It's open now. When is the deadline for making your orders?
Yes, good call. So our vendors do need a bit of time to prepare. Wednesday at midnight is the deadline.
All right.
So today and all day tomorrow, and then just before you go to bed on Wednesday night, get your order.
Get those buttons pushed and make your selections. And another really benefit is, if you order it online, you're going to get it because it's...
You're going to get it. Yeah. So we've got some produce packs that Brumco Farm and Erickson Foods are doing together this year. I'm sorry, they're called Farm Packs. $15. They give you the best of their local food for the week with some information on storing and packaging and whatnot. But there are a limited number of those. So, if you want to be sure to get one, I highly encourage people to grab them online.
All right. Park Pack, something new. It's always great to have something new and just pick up that whole group of fresh food ready to take home. So, and as you say, extra, probably some recipes and some other hints and so on for storing and et cetera. So a great new park pack. We'll probably be talking about those again throughout the summer. So something else that's new, at least for now, I understand if you've not had your COVID-19 vaccine, you can do that at the park.
Yes. So public health reached out to us. The Cass County Public Health is sending a nurse to the park on opening day, June 3rd. And this is going to be the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So this is a one shot and you're done. They're totally free. Johnson & Johnson is available to anyone age 18 and over. And with all COVID vaccines, once you get the shot and then the nurse just asks you to wait around for 15 minutes to make sure you're doing fine. And I just have to say, as market manager, I think Fruit in the Park is the best place to spend your 15 minutes. We got live music, we got shade, we've got food. It's going to be great.
Very good. And you just mentioned in passing, music is back. And people I know in the past have always loved that. It kind of, it just adds some atmosphere, and you've had some good talent to provide that music. So I'm wondering, as you're thinking about what's coming up here in terms of the food, do you have some favorites? Maybe that's not fair to ask you favorites, but what's on your shopping list, Brigham?
So I love green onions. I absolutely love them. And Erickson Foods is offering them a couple different varieties, red and white. So red is just a little bit sweeter. And so Jennifer was talking to me about that the other day. So I want to be sure that I tried those. You, LaVon Evelyn, are going to be our guest chef grilling radishes and green onions at the park. And I'm really excited to try taste test your grilling and grab your recipe.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's interesting to me. People say, oh, I don't like radishes. Well, and they have a tang. Yeah. They have, you know, there's a bit of a bite to them. Well, you won't believe the change in grilling. And, of course, you can roast them at home, too. But, yeah, stop by and do a little taste test. And, as you say, we're going to be grilling onions, too. Great accompaniment if you're, you know, most people think about grilling meat, the hamburgers, the steaks, and so on. Well, if that's where you start, just think of adding a grilled onion or two beside that meat on your plate.
Oh, yeah. Makes
a wonderful plate. So that will be fun to have people doing some tasting.
Yeah.
Also, thinking about, you know, the park and the what's happening there, I think something else we might mention is that you're now accepting SNAP and Double Up Food Bucks. Can you talk a minute or two about those?
Yeah, sure. So SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, sometimes known as food stamps. And we do know that, you know, at least 15% of people, households in Cass County, receive this benefit. And this year, Produce in the Park is now certified to accept these electronic SNAP benefits. A related program is called Double Up Food Bucks. So when someone uses their SNAP card to purchase fresh produce, for every dollar they spend on fresh produce with that SNAP card, they receive another dollar in Double Up Food Bucks to spend on fresh produce. So it's really a two-for-one deal. And so far, Fairway in Atlantic has been doing Double Up Food Bucks, and we are now certified at Produce in the Park, too. So if you get those Double Up Food Bucks from Fairway, or you get them from Produce in the Park, you can spend them either at Fairway or Produce in the Park.
All right, good choices there. And a good way to spend that money is, of course, as it's meant to be, on fresh produce. And also, as people go through the park, let's just think about totally, it's not just about food, Brigham.
Organizations on site to encourage more distancing and, you know, get it go. This year, we think folks have learned how to distance and space respectfully, and we are welcoming back community organizations, and we are going to have the Atlantic Public Library talking about their summer program, including a color fun run that they're hosting in Anita in late June, in addition to other programs. And also, the Master Gardener is going to be there this week. So this is ways to learn about things happening in your community that you might want to try, that you might want to join. We know that folks are deciding, you know, what to do and what to get involved with now that they can kind of leave house a little bit more. And we've got some great stuff featured at the park.
All right. And Produce in the Park starts when?
This Thursday, June 3rd. It's going to be every Thursday through September 30th, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park.
All right, let's see lots of folks there. And thank you very much to Brigham Hoyg for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought. Opportunities are never lost. Someone will take the ones you miss.